DHS, we are relying on released migrants to come back, won't say how long we'll do releases for. By Ian Hanchett on May 11, 2023. While speaking to News Nation on Thursday, DHS Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs Marcia Espinosa stated that under the plan allowing for the release of migrants if facilities are at capacity, we are relying on those who are released to come back in 60 days but wouldn't give a timeline for how long the release plan will be in place. Host Blake Berman asked, "We've been seeing these images. And you've seen them as well, of migrants at the border. The numbers, you know them just like I do, up double since January alone. 65% in the last month. And we've done some reporting about policy that has been put in place that is allowing, apparently, some of those migrants to be released at the discretion of CBP. It basically says there can be parole on a case-by-case basis with release for up to 60 days. How long is this policy going to be in place, Marcia? And what about the idea of this just shows that the system is overwhelmed? That CBP agents are basically going to be able to go on a case-by-case basis to release some of these migrants out into the United States." Espinosa responded, "Look, this is a powerful example of another way that our immigration system is broken. And the number of encounters is putting a strain on our facilities, on our workforce, and on our communities. So, when our facilities are at capacity, we can consider parole on a case-by-case basis. These individuals are vetted and screened and placed into removal proceedings. They're asked to report to an ICE office and check in. And if they have found no authority to be able to be in the United States, then they will be removed." Berman then asked, "But, and how long is this going to go on, right? Because, from what you just outlined, you're relying on these immigrants to come back in 60 days and say, 'Here I am.'" Espinosa answered, "Yeah, absolutely. So, they could be given what's called alternatives to detention. And that can be everything from like an ankle bracelet or an app where they're required to check in regularly and go through the process. And the majority of migrants who come to the United States, unfortunately, do not qualify to be able to stay in the United States and they face those consequences. If they didn't use some of the lawful pathways that we are putting in place and have put in place, then they will either be removed, they could face a 5-year bar on admission, or criminal prosecution." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.